With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A shooter dressed in all black killed at least two people and wounded nine others at Brown University Saturday. During final exams on the Ivy League campus, authorities said as people searched for the suspect.
The Ivy League school in Providence, Rhode Island, issued an active shooter alert and urged students and staff to take shelter Saturday, the second day of final exams. Police say the suspect is a male in dark clothing who was last seen leaving the building. Police did not immediately release details about the victim's conditions. Mayor Brett Smiley says agencies across the region are helping with the investigation.
We have all available resources, and as the governor mentioned, he's in touch with governors in other areas as well. This will be an ongoing investigation. Obviously, FBI, ATF, Providence Police, Brown Police are all actively investigating this as we speak.
Bernie Bennett reporting.
An Arctic air blast swept from south Canada, spreading into the northern part of the country and the nation's heartland. Big cities like Chicago and Minneapolis faced dangerous wind chills. On Saturday, Grand Forks, North Dakota felt like minus 36. The cold air mass pushed south and east in winter advisories as far as Alabama and Georgia. Days of torrential rain causing unprecedented river flooding and pressure on levees in Washington state.
What's described as an atmospheric river is causing historic flooding in Washington state, stranding families, washing over roads and bridges, and cutting off a border crossing to Canada.
This is something that the people of the state of Washington have not faced before, this level of flooding.
Washington Governor Bob Ferguson spoke at a news conference in Tukwila Friday afternoon.
The situation is extremely unpredictable.
The governor says he's grateful to President Trump, who has signed an emergency declaration. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump says there will be very serious retaliation after two U.S. service members and one American civilian were killed in an attack in Syria, and the United States blames the Islamic State group. This is SRN News. A lot of pastors are using artificial intelligence.
According to a new study from Exponential, just about two-thirds of clergymen are employing artificial intelligence to help them write their sermons. ChatGPT is the favorite. These numbers are sparking some concern amongst church leaders, especially on the question of accuracy and plagiarism. Supporters and developers of the technology say those obstacles can be overcome. Meanwhile, even in congregations where the pastor doesn't use AI, it is often being used for bookkeeping and other tasks. Michael Harrington reporting.
Some legal experts predict the Ten Commandments will be before the Supreme Court again soon. At least a dozen states have considered proposals that would require the posting of the Decalogue in public school classrooms, with Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas mandating their display in 2024 or 2025. Legal challenges have led to all three laws being at least partially blocked while the cases play out. Last week, families in Texas filed a class action seeking to take down displays across the state. This is SRN News. Questions about aviation safety are dogging a massive defense bill that's before Congress.
The 3,000-page National Defense Authorization Bill was passed Wednesday by the House, but senators are pushing for changes. Federal crash investigators and victims' families warned that provisions in the legislation would make flying less safe. The bill currently allows military helicopters to fly without broadcasting their locations, which would undo reforms put in place after January's deadly collision between a passenger plane and a military helicopter over Washington, D.C. Jennifer King, Washington.
Comedy icon Dick Van Dyke is celebrating his 100th birthday yesterday. He hit the century mark some six decades after he sang and danced with Julie Andrews and Mary Poppins and starred in his self-titled sitcom. He won a Tony Award for Bye Bye Birdie. He also recently released a book on how to live 100 years old. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.